listening to On the Couch with Carly. Carly's couch is a safe space to talk. I'm a psychologist, but I'm not your pipe-smoking, tweed-wearing stereotype. Hello, and welcome to On the Couch with Carly. Today, I'm taking a little bit of a break from the topic of pregnancy and postpartum and babies, because I have something exciting to announce, and that is that I have just recently completed a course, a 6-month course, to become an integral coach. And you may wonder what that is. And I'm here to talk about that. So, as a psychologist, I obviously work with individuals doing psychotherapy. And psychotherapy is a very specific way of working with people. For the most part, I'm informed by psychoanalytic thinking. So my work really sort of is centered on the idea that who we are as adults and how we relate to the world and to other people in relationship to other people has got to do with how we were treated as children and our experiences in early life are significant in how we develop into the people we are today. And so in therapy, a lot of what we do is we unpack and understand our past experiences. Or as a therapist, I unpack your past experiences to inform us of your current patterns in your life and to give meaning to your experiences today. And that is often done in an ongoing way where the building of the relationship between the psychologist and the client is central to understanding the person. So because I'm primarily a relational psychotherapist, I'm interested in understanding who you are from a relational perspective. And the best way of doing that is to form a relationship with you. And so not only are we exploring your relationships to the significant people in your life, as well as your previous significant relationships to your caregivers, but we also are looking at the relationship between you and I in the client-therapist relationship and making use of that to understand you. I have been very happy doing this work for over 10 years. This is definitely my calling in life, and it is something that fulfills me greatly. But I became curious last year about another form of work that I started to hear a lot about, and that was this notion of coaching. And I'm here to talk about that process, how I chose to become a coach, why I chose to become a coach, and what's that going to mean for my practice going forward. So I had originally thought that coaching was different to therapy in that it was more directive and that you could sort of step out of that therapeutic role where you're there to sort of show a mirror to your clients and help them to see who they are and what they're doing in a sort of reflective way, a meaning-making way, rather than an instructive, didactic relationship where you tell someone what to do and you give them advice or you guide them to a certain goal, something like that. There are lots of therapists who do work like that. And I am probably one of the therapists that is the most active and engaged and somewhat solutions focused in my work, but it's not really what therapy is about. So I thought if I became a coach, it would give me the opportunity to work with people in a more directive way, be a bit more free to sort of say, look, I think you need to do this, and be and guide people to their goals a little bit quicker and a little bit more directly. What I learned from becoming a coach and in the initial stages of my coaching course was that coaching isn't actually that directive. You're not actually telling people what to do all the time. Well, the manner in which you do that is not as directive as I thought. And actually, the kind of coaching that I studied, which is through UCT Business School, isn't is a lot more. You're much more in a role of a facilitator, and you don't focus on solving the problem that the person brought you as much as you help them to see who they are and help them build capabilities that will serve them to shift their patterns. So I think what I want to do now is just tell you a little bit about what I understand coaching to be and how it is different from therapy. What I did learn through this process and what I'm excited about in terms of offering coaching, now as part of my offering is that coaching, unlike therapy, is not focused on the past. So that's the first distinction, which I think is a really significant one because a lot of people are afraid or are resistant to going into therapy because they don't want to dredge up the past. They don't want to unpack their traumas. They don't want to sit and talk about their mothers and fathers endlessly or their experiences, in their childhood. And for some people, that's absolutely fine. And I think that's where coaching comes in, is that coaching, although it is interested in understanding your patterns, coaching is future focused. Coaching is all about where are we going? What does the future hold? And how are we going to shape the future? How are we going to choose differently going forward so that we can alter the future to look more like how we want it to look and not to be more of the same, so that we're not so stuck in our patterns, but we can unstick ourselves and do something new and different and build capabilities in a new skill or multiple skills. And I think that's quite exciting, which is why I'm quite excited about doing the work of coaching. The other thing about coaching is that it's very empowering. So a lot of people might come to me as a therapist, and probably they come to me as a coach with the same feelings, which is that you, the coach, are going to solve my problems for me. I'm broken. You're going to fix me. And I think a lot of the reason why we have this sort of expectation, this dynamic in mind, is something to do with the medical model. I think that we are very inclined to think of psychological problems like we think of medical problems, where there's an injury or a disorder or a illness, and we're going to the doctor and we're going to get it healed. We're going to get it fixed. And I think that's not at all what's going on here. So coaches are not healers. They're not mechanics. They're not coming to fix or solve or heal you. What I like about coaching is that the coach meets the coachee. That's what we call the client who comes for coaching. We meet the coachee where they are, and we respect the coachee and put the, I suppose, power and responsibility, but also the efficacy, the capabilities in the hands of the coachee. So when you come to me and you say, I've got this problem, I'm stuck, I think this is what I've been doing all the time, I don't know how to fix it, I don't know how to get out of it, help me. My job as the coach is not to think about who I want you to be, and then say, oh, well, you just need to do X, Y, Z. That will make you better and different. My job as the coach is to really understand who you already are and what we can do to inspire you to take up new, I suppose, more, to encourage you to develop yourself further, to aid your development. So you meet the coachee where they are. You say, here you are. This is where you want to go. But like, let's just think about what is step one. And then together, the coach and the coachee collaborate. So it's a beautiful collaborative co-creative experience where you use the where we each use our own individual minds to come together to create a new possibility for the coachee. And the most beautiful part of this is you come up with this picture together. It's not my idea as the coach, it's not your idea as the coachee, it's our idea together. We form a collaborative partnership. And then it's the coachee's responsibility to practically put the steps in place to actually reach that new potential. And so my job as the coach is to design a program that you can do to walk the walk, to take those steps to get to where you want to go. And because you've told me where you want to go, it's not me telling you where to go. It's you following through on where you've said you want to go. And I'm just there to facilitate and support you on that journey. And I just love that. I love how egalitarian it is. I love how there isn't this power differential that I'm the knower and you need to come to me to figure things out. That together we form in this alliance and you actually feel empowered through this process, so that by the time this process is over, you know what you have to do and you've got the tools to do it. And I think that's really exciting. The other thing about coaching is that it's a limited time thing. So you set ahead of time how many sessions you're going to offer. And so that's quite useful because it's not ongoing. You know when it's going to end. You can see the progress as you go. You know, now I'm in the middle of the process. There's only two more sessions, and then I'm at the end, or whatever it may be. It really helps you to feel as the coachee that you are aware of the process the whole time. It's not happening to you. You've contracted with the coach and you've formed an agreement right from the get-go as to how this is going to look going forward. And so you know where you are in the process at all times. And the other thing is that it also means it's easier to budget. So it might still cost the same per session. I'm going to charge the same per session as I do as a therapist. But it's because it's a limited time, you can budget for it. You can work out exactly what the total cost is going to be. You can work out, when you're going to make those payments and how it's going to work so that it can be financially more feasible. And the other thing is businesses can also pay for their employees to get coaching, because that's something that a lot of businesses are doing these days. They're getting, because it's limited, they know it's only going to be five sessions or something, or eight sessions maximum, and that's all they have to pay for. So it's easier for companies to put forth that money knowing it's a limited thing, a limited expense. The other thing I think to say, which is really important about myself as a coach, is even though I am newly qualified and although I'm inexperienced as a coach, Obviously, my years of experience as a therapist stand me in really good stead because I know how to talk to people. I know how to be with people. I know how to form connections with people, build rapport. It's not difficult for me to get to know someone, to understand them. I find that aspect of the work incredibly comfortable, familiar, and easy. And the other thing that's great about being a therapist is that I can identify when something you bring to coaching isn't appropriate for coaching and needs to be dealt with in a therapy. And either I can offer that myself or I can refer you knowing that this is something that needs to be dealt with in therapy. So it's quite helpful that I've got that understanding. But obviously the boundaries need to be maintained that if you come for coaching, you're not going to get therapy, and we're going to be very clear about what those boundaries are. So we're not going to talk about your trauma. We're not going to unpack, the emotional experience to the same degree. We're not going to focus on those emotional upsets to the same in the same way that we would in therapy. And we are going to focus on what we're doing in coaching, which is moving things along so that we can build capabilities in you. The other thing is that what coaching is and isn't is that, it's not about talking about the past, as I mentioned, and it's not about talking about relationships necessarily. So you're not going to spend your whole coaching session discussing your partner and how they've disappointed you and how they haven't done X, Y, Z, which is something that you would speak about in therapy. This is very much a space to unpack your role in everything that's going on, your role in your own problem, your role in your relationships. And the focus will always be on where you can build your capabilities, where you can increase your capacity or build skills for yourself in that area, rather than to just be talking about another person's involvement in your life. So yeah, those are some ideas that I have about how coaching is different from therapy. I'm not sure what else I should refer to in this introductory episode, but I just thought if you have any questions about coaching and how it's different from therapy or what you would bring to coaching, maybe you can just pop me a message. I'm also going to create something on my Instagram, so you can always comment on my Instagram post as well if you have any questions about that. I think I will be running an introductory offer while I'm still new to this. So I'm going to be doing a discount for the first few sessions, first few clients who sign up for coaching with me. And I will share that on my Instagram so you can get an idea of what the savings might be if you start now. And so just to give you a little bit of an idea of what kind of questions you should be, or what kind of problems you should be bringing to coaching, I think I've mentioned before that it's something that you're stuck with is really helpful. So anything that you feel that is somewhere you're stuck, a pattern you keep repeating, something where you are wanting to grow towards a new kind of possibility, and you're wondering how to get there, that's what you bring to coaching. So coaching is all about building. It's all about moving towards a sort of later stage of development, developing yourself further, growth and development. I mean, that's what integral coaching is about. That's what the course that I did was called. It's called Coaching for Development. So it's all about where am I going? And so if you have a question about needing to go somewhere in your life, I want to do this with my life. I want to find out how I'm going to be able to improve this, increase this. That's what you bring to coaching. So even if you don't want to come to coaching for now, you can definitely also pop me a a message and ask me about more about this. Like, what do people bring for coaching? What kinds of things can you be coached on? And I'm happy to chat further with that as well. I think that's all that I want to talk about for now. As I said, please engage with me on this if you have any questions. I'm excited to start this new sort of aspect of my work, and yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Bye.